City Talk 105.9, this is the City Surgery. I'm Will Batchelor. Hope you had a great weekend. It's Monday, so we're back for another week of City Surgeries. As ever, on a Monday, I'm joined in the studio, 450 feet above the Liverpool skyline, by the one, the only, gadget guru, Mr. Gary Miller. How are you, Gary?
I'm very well, thank you. Although a little bit cold, and I've got man flu again.
You're always getting man flu.
I know, but I was away on training this weekend and air conditioning was on. Then it was off. I had to struggle through 30 feet of snow to get where I was getting to, and it's got to my back and it feels as though I can hardly move, but at least I can still talk.
If only someone could invent some kind of technological gadget to prevent you getting flu.
Well, exactly.
Like a coat.
Yeah, no, I had a coat and a scarf. I had two coats and a scarf and gloves and a hat.
There you go. He's a wrapped-up gadget guru.
I am indeed.
But he's here. He's struggled into the studio. And as ever, Gary is here to answer your calls. If you're new to City Talk 105.9, if you're new to the City Surgery, then warmest welcome to you. I sound like a vicar, don't I? I could have been a vicar. A very warm welcome to you. The point of the surgery is this. We give you the chance to grill an expert on their particular field of knowledge. So tomorrow it'll be a vet. Wednesday it'll be a solicitor. Thursday it'll be a doctor. Friday it's a financial advisor. But on a Monday, it's always technology. That means that if you have spent the weekend wrestling with your computer because it won't do what it's told, maybe something's jammed on your phone or your iPod. Basically, the technology in your life is giving you a headache. Well, Gary is a man who loves gadgets. He loves technology, and he may well be able to help you to fix the problem, whatever it may be. And if Gary can't help you, we have a loyal following of listeners at various phone shops and computer companies across Liverpool, Merseyside and the North West, and indeed the country, listening online, www.citytalk.fm, to help you out. So that might be your problem. You might have a difficult situation that you need some help to get out of. We can help you with that. But equally, if you've got some money to spend and you're looking to buy, I don't know, a new phone, a new video camera, a new digital camera, anything like that, then Gary can help you out on that front as well. If you want to know what you should be looking for, what kind of spec to go for, whether now is the right time to buy or whether you should wait, we can help you with that slightly nicer type of technological question as well. Either way, the numbers are the same. 0151 708 1059. That is the landline if you want to come on air and have a chat with us. We don't bite, I promise. 61025 is the text number. That's 61025. Please start it with the word talk, followed by a space, otherwise we won't get it. Someone in Scotland will. And as nice as they are, Gary's cousins north of the border, they may not be able
they
to.
They are indeed,
you.
Yes.
You can do that and I'll read it out. Gary will answer it, hopefully. And equally, you can email me as well. Will, sorry, not Will, it's surgery@citytalk.fm. That's surgery@citytalk.fm. But to be honest, Will works as well. Either way, it all comes into the same inbox, doesn't it? Gary, before we go on to some questions, and I want to get on fairly shortly to Lee the Cabby's question from last week. He was asking what kind of small portable laptop he might be able to use to support Champ Manager, the game. We'll get to that shortly. So if you're someone who wants to play Champ Manager on a small laptop-type machine, then keep listening. And Lee the Cabby, you definitely need to keep listening. But before we do that, as ever, Gary, take us through a trip through the wonderful world of technological news. What's caught your eye over the last week?
Well, loads have caught my eye. Going off script slightly, iTunes today have just released a whole batch of new high-definition content that you can download onto your Apple TV or onto your iPod or your iTouch or your iPhone. Lost, Ugly Betty, Battlestar Galactica, Brothers and Sisters, Heroes, and a whole batch of others now in high-definition format.
It's worth mentioning, isn't it? Because some people may just be catching up to the fact that you can buy music over the internet from iTunes and you put it onto your iPod or your MP3 player and you listen to it. But people might be going, hang on, TV? I didn't know you could buy TV off iTunes as well.
You can indeed. And in fact, what you can also do, if you do put it onto your iPod, you can get a cable that goes from your iPod that plugs into your TV. And actually, even though you've got it from the computer and it's gone into your iPod, you can play it through the TV and you get high-definition quality. So it's actually fantastic.
I've got to say, I think watching Lost and Ugly Betty at the best of times is fairly dull. I certainly wouldn't want to sit there waiting for it to
Ugly
download
Betty's
off iTunes.
Ugly Betty's wonderful.
Oh, it's rubbish.
Oh, dear.
Absolute rubbish.
Listeners, tell them.
No. Well, yeah, do tell me. Let's have a vote, shall we? Who likes Ugly Betty? I bet I'll win. Gary, what else is hot in the world of technology?
Well, what's hot today is, it's not great news, but, I mean, it's hot news. Pioneer, who do fantastic TVs, fantastic plasma TVs. They're talking about leaving the market. They're going to stop making TVs.
Why?
Apparently, they're making huge losses, job cuts, etc. They've lost something like £575 million for the financial year. It's a lot of money to lose.
That is, yeah.
So what they're doing, I mean, I've actually got a Pioneer TV, a plasma one, and it is absolutely amazing. The quality is superb. I've had it for 8 years, and the quality is still good today as any of the newer ones that are coming on the market.
They're Japanese,
and they're
aren't
stopping
they,
Pioneer? It. They are Japanese, yeah. But they're stopping it. So the Japanese maker of some of the best plasma TVs out there, including the Kuro, that's K-U-R-O series, is apparently getting ready to ditch the TVs altogether as it struggles to contain losses.
Do they have other stuff they make? Are they going to concentrate on a different area of manufacture?
They make hi-fis and things as well.
It's funny, isn't it? I think Pioneer is a rubbish name. I know what you mean. They do make good kits, but it sounds more like they should be making cagoules or rucksacks or something like that than electronic goods.
Cagoules where you can pull the string and really, really tight around your chin and you look really, you look like Kenny.
Yes.
Who killed Kenny?
Absolutely.
So Pioneer, unfortunately, has had huge issues, lost $575 million, so therefore they may be ditching TVs. Yeah. That's not great news, but it is hot, just hot off the press today.
And it is kind of one of those survival of the fittest things, isn't it? It's things like TVs, there's no slack, is there? If you're not keeping up with the others, you will get left by the wayside.
Well, do you know, they hold 6% of the market. Panasonic holds 37% of the market. Samsung, 22%. And LG, 15%. So even though they're one of the best TVs, they only hold 6% of the TV market.
There you go. If you're interested in TVs, if you want to ask Gary for his advice on which one to get, we always get a question about TVs, but we're happy to answer those, or indeed any other aspect of technology, then give us a bell, 0151 708 1059. Give us a text, 61025, start it with the word talk, leave a space, or send me an email to surgery@citytalk.fm. What else is hot, Gary?
Amazon, you know Amazon, you can buy your books there, but you can buy your TVs and all sorts of gadgets from Amazon.
Yeah.
Kindle 2, K-I-N-D-L-E, Kindle 2, some details have been leaked just this weekend. Kindle 2 is an e-reader.
Oh, God, I hate these things. We've argued about these before, haven't they? Go on, tell people what an e-book or an e-reader is.
It means that you can download up to 160 different books onto a device that you can read on the beach, in a train, in a really bright area.
Unlike a book, of course, which is so difficult to carry around with you.
Yeah, but how often do you carry a library around?
I don't need to carry a library. I'll carry one book around, I'll read it, I'll put it back on the shelf, and I'll carry a different one around.
Listen, when I was on holiday recently, I took two books with me. They took up most of the case, and actually, if I had one of those Kindle readers, I would have actually had one little flat thing that's no thicker than a pencil in my case, and I could have read, well, I don't know how long I would have been able to read them, but 160 books. So storing a library.
Well, I've told you,
case.
If you will take Harry Potter books on holiday with you, Gary, then they will take up space in your case. We've been through this before.
It was actually Barack Obama's Audacity of Hope and one other, which was... Audacity of Hope was brilliant. I was really surprised how good it was.
Funnily enough, talking of Barack Obama, sorry, I will let you carry on with the e-book in a second, but Barack Obama has apparently... he's voiced a lot of... the copy from his book that he wrote about his dad. I think it was a biography of his father, or certainly it was about his father. And there's loads of swearing in it, and people have cottoned onto this now, so that if you want to hear Barack Obama using naughty words, it's all over the internet at the moment, and people have made mixes of it and remixes of it. Barack Obama swearing. Sorry, do go on. So Kindle 2 is a new e-book.
Kindle
what's so good about it?
It's just the best. Best ever. Kindle, the first one, was really ugly, everybody says. The new one is a little bit smoother, a little bit whiter, rounded edges, easy to carry around, and it came out today.
Oh, right.
Unfortunately, I'm a little bit annoyed about this. In America, they've not released it here. So we've got the Sony e-reader, which you can buy in any good retailer, but the Kindle you can only get from Amazon, and currently the Kindle 2 only in America. So releasing
does
it
matter?
Here.
I mean, does it matter if you order it from Amazon, you can get one from America? Is it just the postage costs, or is it different technology as well?
I think there's copyright issues, and I think it's to do with worldwide rights to reading books.
Yeah.
So I think probably you can get it in America, and you can get it here, get it sent here. But then when you try and download the book, actually, if it only is available in the UK as an e-reader version, you'd get it. I don't think they've done that. I think they've only made them available as books, thousands of them, to actually to publish them in the UK as well. That's why there's a problem. So it's $359.
Oh, that's a bargain.
What is that today? Is that £359?
More or less, thereabouts. I'm afraid, yeah.
Anyway, it's just come out today. It's got a headphone jack, because you can probably do books that you can listen to. Mm. It's got a QWERTY keyboard. I don't know what you want to do with a QWERTY keyboard, because that's not been explained to me. And a scroll wheel, which means you can move from page to page or down a page.
Maybe it means that you can edit the book as you go along. You get the complete works of Shakespeare and kind of, you know...
And write your own.
Yeah, just this is rubbish. A rose by any other name. What does that mean? Delete. Cut,
to paste. Be or not to be, yeah. I know Will Batchelor. You can just add that on.
Absolutely. That is the Kindle 2. It's available from Amazon in America, yep. But not in this country,
yeah,
Gary.
You can go to Amazon.com or Amazon.co.uk and you can actually look at it. Kindle 2.
Yeah, or you could join a library. We'll decide. We'll see who does more about that. I think I'm going to win on that one as well. If you have a question about that, though, don't let me put you off with my cynical Luddite ways. If you want to ask Gary a question about that, or TVs, or in fact any other issue of technology, whether your current technology has broken... or whether you're looking to buy something shiny and you want some advice, the number's the same. The email is surgery@citytalk.fm. The text is 61025. Start your message with the word talk, leave a space. And the number is 0151 708 1059. We'll do some more what's hot and what's not shortly. Particularly interesting to me is some news for Star Trek fans and also Coronation Street fans. We've got some technological news for you. But before we do that, let's take our first caller of the day, who is Paul in Wallasey. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good afternoon, lads.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Paul.
What's your question for Gary?
Well, first of all, you asked for an update the other week with regards to my computer. I ended up having to format the hard drive.
You'd forgotten your password, hadn't you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, so I ended up having
Paul,
to
format. Did you try, was it ROM and RAM drive.co.uk? Because the other people that had the password getting in behind their technical bits.
It wasn't worth paying out anything, because there was nothing on there really that I would have lost, just a few pictures that I already had back.
So what was your question today then? What was your question today?
The question today is, I'm trying to connect my set-top box. I'm not sure whether I can say the brand, but I'm trying to connect the set-top box via SCARTLY to one TV and HDMI to the other. But it won't allow me. If I switch the settings onto HDMI, it cuts off all the signals going out of the box, i.e. via the aerial or via SCART. But if I connect the TV via SCART, then I can watch the other TV, same channels via aerial.
So the HDMI, if you're using an HDMI cable and a SCART cable, feeding the signal from one box into two TVs, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
But it doesn't work. So, but you've been able to put two SCART cables into the two TVs and they've worked. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not sure. I haven't tried the two SCARTs because there's only one SCART out to a TV.
Ah, you've only got the one, right.
Yeah, I've got two SCARTs on the back of the box, but one's for video, one's for TV. So I haven't tried that yet.
No, I'm not an expert in this. I'll say the name. It's a V-Plus box. And that V-Plus, which I'd imagine is a Virgin box, I need an expert who's listening to the show to call us, because I actually would assume that, in fact, you would only use one cable at a time to one TV, not to two separate TVs.
Paul, can I jump in? Why do you want to connect the two different TVs using the two different types of cable?
Well, it's not necessarily just two. What it is currently I have the signal going to one TV via SCART and the other TV via aerial, so that I can...
Yes.
Yeah, you know, but the quality obviously isn't as great by going by an aerial, so I just wanted a better quality picture on both TVs rather than a good picture on one and an okay picture on the other.
Do you know what I've done in my business? I've actually got seven TVs all linked to another satellite provider's box, but it's actually through a special box, and I don't know the name of what we bought in the end, but it allows us to share up to eight TVs. So there is actually a box you can buy from Dixon's or Curry's, and we didn't get it from there, but you can plug 2, 4, 8, 16 TVs into that box, but the actual signal, the HDMI signal, comes from the HDMI cable into that separate box, and then from that box is distributed to many TVs.
That's
one way of doing it. But I need to find out the name of that box, the actual brand name, because it is available. And you, as I say, you can get it from places like Currys Digital. Mm. But actually what the brand I've got is, I can't remember. I'll find out for you.
We'll find out for you, Paul. Does that answer your question for the meantime?
It does. Just one more.
Please do.
You know the red, yellow and black cables that you can get plugged in for sound and vision?
Yes.
I've been told that if I get a cable too long, that it'll distort the picture and sound. Would the distortion be as bad as just connecting the TV via the radio?
No, I get it. Try it. 15 metres is okay. It does... I think it just basically the signal over a longer length, 30 metres, 100 metres, it would start to break up. But actually, 50 metres is fine.
There we go. That's Paul in Wallasey. Simple as that.
Can I just say something about the cables? We had a question last week about cables and getting cables made up to a particular length.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I said, I gave some names out and some web addresses out. I said, but there's a place in Birkenhead, quite local, and we should all support local businesses. Mm. This company in Birkenhead is called Light. I said it was Light something. It's Light Wave Limited. Light Wave Limited. And they will make cables up for you if you just give them a call.
There you go, the good people of Lightwave Limited at Birkenhead. We don't get paid for this, by the way. We just like to share the technological love. And we'll be sharing some more technological love in a couple of minutes' time on City Talk 105.9. If you want to ask Gary a question, 015 1708 1059 is the number. You can text us 61025. Start it with the word talk, leave a space, and you can email surgery@citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9, it is the City Surgery with me, Will Batchelor, joining you every weekday between 12 and 1 for a one-hour session with a big brain from the local area. And today's big brain is Gary Miller. He's, we like to call him our gadget guru because he knows a lot about technological stuff. So if you are like me, a bit of a Luddite, a bit of a doofus when it comes to dealing with the technology in your life and you need some help, then Gary is here for you. If you want to ask him a question, it might be that your computer's knackered, your phone's frozen, your camera won't download its pictures onto the computer where you need them to be, anything like that, Gary can help you. Or indeed, if you're looking to buy something and you want some advice on what you should be looking for to suit your particular needs, the number's the same, 0151 708 1059. The text number is 61025, start it with the word talk, leave a space, and the email is surgery@citytalk.fm. By the way, just before I go to Billy in Croxteth, who's waiting patiently on the line, I must mention, thinking of citytalk.fm, that's our website. And if you have missed part of this show, or if you're a big fan and you want to listen to it again as a podcast, this surgery is available as a podcast. Go to www.citytalk.fm for more details on that. We put it on, about as quickly as we can after the show finishes. And indeed, if you are listening to this on your iPod several hours or days from now, then hello from the past to you in the future. Right, let's go to the phone lines now. 708 1059. Billy is in Croxteth with a question. Hiya, Bill.
Hiya.
Far away, you're on the air.
Okay, hiya, Gary.
Hiya there.
What it is, I don't know if you've heard of this maker computer. It's called a Hewlett Packard Maxi Data, and it's got like the power unit goes under the desk, you know, like in a panel.
Yes.
And basically, it's got an Intel Pentium 4 microprocessor. Well, that's shot. I've paid a fella to fix it, but none of the peripherals are working. You know, like my computer, my printer and my scanner. I can get the internet up, but that's about it. I can get sites, but it's so slow. And also, I don't know whether that's anything to do with it. I've got a bit of a peculiar mouse. You may have heard of it. It's a rollerball mouse.
Yes, yes.
I don't know whether it... The guy who fixed it, he said he can do a total upgrade for £140. It was a firm, if I can mention them. It was through the John Moores and a firm called Barry Bennett. You might have heard of them in Bolton.
No, I don't know.
An office technology firm. They wanted an arm and a leg, basically, to take it away to do it. And I said, leave it. And the guy that I got, he thought he'd fixed it, but it's not working properly. And what I wondered is, the computer's basically, after 4 or 5 years, I've had it since about 2004, did they basically self-destruct?
The answer's no, they don't, but they do become obsolete eventually. I've got a machine at home that's 6 years old, and it's fine. Doesn't do nothing wrong with it at all. I mean, it's actually gone a bit funny sometimes, and you just fix it. So let me just go through a couple of things. You've had it fixed. It was a processor that got fixed, is that right?
Yeah.
You now can't link to the printer, for example, or you can't print.
No.
Just check for me, if there's a new processor gone on, has there a new hard disk gone in as well?
I don't know.
Because if a hard disk goes in, you might have the operating system like Windows 8 XP or Vista back on. What you might not have, though, is the original drivers, that's the programs, that actually link up to the printer.
Is it?
So what happens is, they may have fixed it, but not actually loaded or downloaded through the internet the right driver for your printer. So what I would suggest, the quick way of checking it and fixing it, is go to, depending on the printer, if it's an HP printer, go to the Hewlett Packard, that's what HP stands for.
Yeah, it's HP 54, I think it is.
Right, well, go to their website for the printers, go to products, go to downloads, and you can actually get the up-to-date drivers, that's the programs that make the printer work, and you can download them off the internet. Mm. And then that should allow you to fix a printer problem.
Would it?
Yeah. Now, the rollerball, if there's problems with that, then it may be exactly the same thing. The drivers for that rollerball mouse haven't been downloaded either.
Yeah.
So try that too. If it's gone slow, it might be it's gone slow because you've got an antivirus program on your computer.
AVG's put on, have you heard of them?
Right, see, he's put that on, and now that will slow the machine down because what it does is it, when you try and open a document or get something, it checks that document first to make sure there's no virus against it, and it takes a little bit longer to open. So you think it's been slower, but what it's doing is being safer. So it is slower, but it's also being safer.
And I'll tell you what happened last night as well, Gary. This thing kept coming up. You know, Google, they've got a thing called the Google Toolbar.
Yes.
And it kept coming up. I kept getting it off. And then it was doing something. And then every so often, it kept coming up again.
Yeah, what you've got there is you've got an advert or something in your system. You might need to just check if you can get an adware program. You've got AVG antivirus.
Yeah.
What you can do is just go and check. It'll cost you about $30, and it's dollars, not pounds. And you can actually get an adware program that stops these kind of things happening. It blocks them out. It stops anybody actually putting adverts on your machine, including the Google Toolbar.
It's like a pop-up blocker.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, you may have that already, so I may be teaching you to suck eggs.
But it's
something you've
no,
already
but
got.
As I say, like it's gone. It's wonky to use a Scouse expression, but
yeah.
And he said he could do a proper upgrade, but he might have done.
Do you know what I would do, Billy? Is it Billy? Yeah, it is Billy. What I would do, Billy, is £140 is what's been quoted to you for a new computer, for an upgrade of your current computer. What I would do, I would actually find myself an extra £100 and go and buy myself a new machine, a brand new machine that isn't 4 or 5 or 6 years old, that's actually minutes old, and it's much, much faster and much easier to use.
There you go, Billy. That's Billy in Croxteth. He called in on 0151 708 1059. You can too if you want to tap into the expert knowledge of Gary Miller. We like to call him our gadget guru. Hey, Gary, thinking of buying a computer, as you were suggesting Billy could do there at the end of your answer, we had a question last week. You'll remember I read it out on air and I sent you off to do some homework as well. It was from Lee the taxi driver, and he said he was wondering if a netbook would support the game Championship Manager or Football Manager because he didn't want to use it for anything else, but he's a cabbie and he wants a nice, small, compact laptop that he could take around with him, but that would have the memory, if you like, to support quite a complex game like Champ Manager. He said he wanted to spend about £200. Have you got any suggestions for him?
Right, this is actually a lot bigger than I thought it would be in terms of the details.
The game, this is?
The subject.
Mm.
The first thing is, Championship Manager 2008 came out in 2007.
Right.
Championship Manager 2009 isn't coming out until April 2009. So it's actually coming out in about 3 months' time.
Okay.
So the next one is called 2009. The next one is for the PC. The current one is for, and this is really quite interesting, for the PC, which most people have, or a Macintosh. So 2008, you can buy it for a Mac or a PC. There's actually a version of it that works on a mobile phone as well. So that's quite interesting. If you want more details on all of those, you can go to www.championshipmanager.com. And it's championshipmanager.com. It's made by Beautiful Game Studios. It's part of Eidos. And they've had a new website that was only published last Friday.
So actually, it could be the case that Lee might be able to get the phone version of it that would actually solve his problem then, wouldn't it?
Correct. That's what I was quite interested in. Now, he can buy on Amazon today, on this morning, they've got 6 netbooks under £200.
All right.
So go to amazon.co.uk. The one word of warning, limited disk space. So under £200, and it's a netbook, then you'll only get 8 gigabytes or 16 gigabytes of memory.
But is that enough to support Champ
Plenty,
Manager?
More than enough. If that's all he's using it for, it's fine. If he wanted to go a little bit more and actually have a bigger hard disk and a slightly bigger screen, because a netbook only has a 9-inch or thereabouts screen, he can get a 12-inch screen, and there's actually 13 laptops at Amazon.co.uk under £200 that have got 12-inch screens and larger disks as well. But a netbook would be ideal. The only thing I would say, I don't know what age Lee is, but if it was like me, I need my reading glasses to read anything with small print on it. A small screen on a netbook is only 9 inches. And it actually means that
That's 9 inches from diagonal
to diagonal, yeah. So it may be that he's driving with his reading glasses on to try and play this game. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
So
I think it's only fair to say for Lee, though, I think this is something he was going to play while he was ranked up rather than when he was on a fare to Kirby or something.
Yes, no, it was. Lee, it sounds great. It will work on a netbook. It will work on a PC. And actually, Championship Manager has got a mobile phone version as well. So have a look at that, and you can get all of the details on it on championshipmanager.com. Just make sure that's com or .co.uk. Just one second while I go back and check. Championshipmanager.com, I thought it was.
There you go. Thank you to Lee for that question. That came in on the text. It was last week, actually. It came in to 61025. Start it with the word talk. Leave a space. That'll cost you 25p plus your normal sending charges. But as you heard there, it could be the best 25p you ever spend with that kind of a detailed response. You can email for free, surgery@citytalk.fm, or you can come on air and have a chat with us, 0151 708 1059. Also, by the way, you can phone that number, and if you're a bit too shy to come on air, you can tell one of my glamorous assistants behind the glass what your question is, and they'll relay it to me as well. So plenty of different options for how you get in touch with this show. I think we could do a whole show devoted to Champ Manager, you know, because I've never played it myself, but one of my flatmates was addicted to it. He used to spend hours and hours and hours on Champ Manager, and actually he's got a great knowledge of football now. All these obscure foreign players that you've never heard of, he goes, oh yeah, I bought him when I was manager of Stoke in 2003. So it does have its uses, Champ Manager.
Do they not all play for Liverpool and Everton these days? Anyway, can I just update you on something for Paul from Wallasey?
Yep.
Thank you to Rick.
Yes.
hdcable.co.uk. There is a two-way HD, that's high definition, HDMI splitter for £50. That means one cable from your V-Plus box into the HDMI splitter, two cables from that box into your two TVs, and now you've got two TVs running high definition. Further comment, Virgin apparently have stopped people using the SCART and the HDMI at the same time.
Oh, really? Why is that?
It's something to do with giving the ability to record in HD at the same time as watching on a different TV.
There you go. And Rick also mentions on his email about HDMI splitters that you can get an 8-way splitter for £270. I think Paul in Wallasey just wanted a 2-way one, so £50 will do you, Paul. But if you did want to have 8 TVs all going from the same box, you can buy an 8-way splitter for £270 from that website, hdcable.co.uk. Thank you to Rick for that. If you want to give us a bell or an email, you can, surgery@citytalk.fm. Someone who's given us a call, though, on 0151 708 1059 is, well, I wonder if he's a Champ Manager addict as well. Mickey and Aintree, are you a Champ Manager addict?
No, I'm afraid I'm not. I'm not really that into football, but I know a little bit about netbooks and a little bit about other games.
Go on.
Well, what it is I've been researching netbooks recently, and most of them, to cut down on space and battery life and everything, they don't tend to have DVD drivers, and as I understand it, most modern games for the PC tend to come on disc, so you'd either have to get it on by buying an external DVD drive to put into your netbook, or you'd have to copy it from the DVD onto a little memory stick and then plug that in the USB port of the netbook, so that's a potential problem that maybe the cabbie might want to consider. Also, if he was just going to use it for a games platform, a lot of these, and I understand about the small eyesight and stuff like that, but a PSP does a very similar job. You can get Championship Manager. The last few years, you've had Championship Manager on a PSP. My brother does it, and he really likes it. And you can pick up a PSP, which is like a portable Sony PlayStation Portable. It's a very small handheld device, if people don't know that. It's a small handheld device that you see kids with a lot.
Yeah.
You can read it. It's got a good screen, and it's quite portable, and you can plug it in, and you can get them very cheap from...
How much are they, roughly, Mickey? Do you know?
Well, I mean, you're probably talking about 150, 160, I think, but you can buy them in place like cash converters for under £100.
Absolutely. So that's well within Lee's £200 budget.
Yeah, also, if you're not bothered about up-to-date, I mean, I was looking on eBay, Championship Manager a couple of years ago, it was £1.99. for the game.
Wow.
And it's really cheap, and it's roughly the same. If you're not worried about sort of the latest names or things like that, then it's a good solution. And I just thought it's a very pocket handy thing that if you didn't need a netbook for other stuff, it might be worth considering. And that's really all I wanted to say.
Mickey, that is fantastic.
Thank you
for joining us on the surgery. We always welcome any comments, because Gary Miller, although he knows a lot, he can't be expected to know everything. So do what Mickey and Aintree did. Give us a bell. Come on air and share your knowledge. So, Lee, that's some additional info for you. If you do buy a netbook, it may well be that there isn't a disc to put Champ Manager in. You could get around that by loading it onto a memory stick via a PC and doing it that way. Or, as Mickey suggested there, a PSP. You could pick one of those up for less than £200. It would be smaller than a netbook, but it would allow you to play Champ Manager and sate your Champ Manager addiction while you're ranking up in town.
And it's the PSP, around about £135-140.
There we go. Thank you for that. Now, I teased this earlier, and I will get to it soon, I promise, because I bet there's loads of Star Trek fans all sitting round Merseyside and Liverpool with their pointed ears twitching in anticipation of a treat that you can buy yourself, some new Star Trek gadget that's out. Also, Coronation Street on the DS. That's all coming up. Plus, we'll get to some more of your questions as well, because we've got about 20 minutes left on the City Surgery. Get your questions in as well. 0151 708 1059 is the number. 61025 is the text. Start it with the word talk. The email is surgery@citytalk.fm. Live long and prosper. Right, that's enough Gary Newman, because we need to press on the City Surgery on City Talk 105.9 with me, Will Batchelor. Don't forget, after this show, by the way, Dean Sullivan will be on air between 1 and 4, a.k.a. Jimmy Corkill, doing his usual mix of news, views, showbiz, arts, culture, and so much more. That's on City Talk between 1 and 4 with Dean Sullivan. After that, it's Paul Jacobs, then Sport, then Pete Price, who's doing a show tonight about MRSA. So if your life has been touched by MRSA, Pete's asking, has it gone away? From 10 tonight, you might want to share a story with the late-night legend that is Pete Price from 10 tonight. Gary, I'm going to rattle through some questions shortly, but because I've been going on about it and I often forget these things, tell us about the Star Trek VoIP communicator. I need to know.
Well, I know you've all been clinging on
to this
information. Get it. The Star Trek VoIP, that's VoIP, VoIP communicator is coming.
Wonderful.
Trekkies, get to your stations. Well, do you know, there's been a toy version of this Star Trek communicator out for a while.
It's kind of a walkie-talkie. Now, I'm not a Trekkie myself, so is it sort of a walkie-talkie that we'd use around the Starship Enterprise?
You would indeed, exactly.
Gotcha.
Yes. And me being Scotty, get it?
Stop it now.
Would say, sorry. A company called Dream Cheeky has bought out a real communicator. It looks like the real thing. It looks like the thing that was on Star Trek. But it's actually the new VoIP Skype. Remember that word, Skype? Is a speakerphone. It looks like the real deal. It should be added to any Trekkies gadget list, but it's just been launched at the arrival of the new movie, because the new Star Trek movie is about to come out.
Oh, deep joy.
Fantastic.
So basically, you can get one of these things. It's Skype, which, as we know, is kind of free phone over the internet. Is that a fair way of describing Skype?
It is. It gives you access for free calls or very, very low cost calls over the internet or through the normal airwaves using internet technology. And basically, anything that's got Skype in a name is a great way of communicating. And this is just something that's been made to look like a Star Trek communicator.
It's a bit of fun. Do you know how much it costs?
I don't yet. No, I don't. I've been trying to find out how much it's going to cost. But have a look at the Star Trek Star Phaser and the communicator set from Think Geek. For all you geeks, thinkgeek.com.
There you go, www.thinkgeek.com. If you want a Skype gadget, it actually does work. It is a Skype gadget. It's a speakerphone, but it looks like a communicator from Star Trek.
And you know what else is really annoying and a bit of a rant?
Go on.
It's not hot at all. CBS, which are actually nothing to do with this particular subject, CBS, the American TV company, has released three different Star Trek colognes. That is smelly stuff for men.
I know what cologne is. It's also a German city.
I can't believe that they've released it to go with the movie.
You too can smell. To be honest,
Who would you smell like?
Well, I've never thought the people from Star Trek look like they smell nice because they all wear those tight nylon shirts, can they? They just hold the sweat.
It's not nylon, it's brush nylon, even worse.
Is that what it's called?
All that static. Can you imagine?
I didn't realise you were a fashion expert as well as a gadget guru.
My granny used to buy me brushed nylon underwear when I was a kid and I hated it.
I thought I heard you crackle when you came
exactly,
in today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gary, for that. There you go. There's a Think Geek for you Star Trek fans. We might get to the Corey thing or I might save it over for next week because I can see the question screen or the text screen filling up and I want to make sure we answer these because that's kind of the main raison d'etre of the show. Let me start with Mick57 who just makes a comment. He sent it to 61025. He says, "Hiya, boys. Tell the cabbie, that's Lee, to get Football Manager 2009. It's tons better than Champ Manager," says Mick, "and you can get it on PSP and other handhelds." There you go, Lee. More advice for you on your quest to play football games when you're waiting for a fare. Now, let me think. This one here is from Val, who sent a text to 61025. She says, "I can't watch DVDs or open CDs with images on my computer. I can play music CDs. I have Windows Media Player, but it just won't do DVDs. Any idea what's going wrong?"
Download a program called DIVX. That's DIVX. Mm. And that will allow you to watch movies and slideshows on your DVDs.
But shouldn't Windows Media Player already do that?
It should, but I don't know what version of Media Player it is. I can't tell from this particular text. Mm. But do try that, and that will let you watch movies, DVD movies, on your computer. And there are others. And in fact, some of our listeners have very often given us those others as well. But the one I use is DIVX. And in fact, I was looking at it this morning, and you need something like that to watch DVDs on your computer.
And do you have to pay to download it?
No, most of them are actually what they call freeware or shareware. So the answer is probably not. But you could end up paying a little bit, but it would be like $20 or $30. So what's that, 20 quid or £15?
There we go, Val. Thank you for that question. This is an interesting one. It's from Phil. "I wonder if..." Well, we'll see if Gary knows the answer. If he doesn't, we'll throw it open to the floor and maybe get back to you next week on this, Phil, because it's one of those sort of complicated, niggling little questions, but it must be very annoying. Phil says, "I've just bought a 19-inch TV with an iPod docking station built in, but my 7-year-old daughter's iPod is just a small shuffle, so it won't fit. Is there a cable I can buy to link it up or send TV back, or do I need to buy an expensive iPod?" That's a good point, isn't it? Because all the iPod docking stations are really built for those kind of original-sized iPods.
Yeah.
But if you've got a 7-year-old girl, you don't want to give her a massive 300 quid iPod to carry around. You know, a 50 quid shuffle is about the limit, isn't it?
The answer is, in America, I actually saw those cables. I don't know if they're available here, but what I would suggest that Phil does, either takes his 7-year-old daughter down to the shop, get down to the Albert Dock, there's an Apple Centre there, and actually buy it or get advice from them. And if they've not got it, they can get one in. Or ring the Apple Centre and the Albert Dock. They're very, very good. And I know the cables do exist, so there are conversions that would convert it from old iPods, because old iPods, even the original iPod, doesn't have the same dock or connector as the newer iPods.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it did change.
So when you say old, you mean 2 or 3 years old? Or? before.
Two, three, 4 years old. Yeah.
Maybe as well, if Phil doesn't have time, could I give you that as your homework for the week, Gary?
Could you
find that out? Phil, listen next week, and Gary will have a fuller answer to you. But as he says, in the meantime, if it's urgent, get yourself down to an Apple dealer and get some advice from those. Now I'm going to go on to my email screen. Marion has sent this to surgery@citytalk.fm. She says, hi, guys. I've seen a special offer that Argos is doing. Is this a good TV at a reasonable price, and would you recommend it? And she gives the name of it. I'll tell you what it is now. Of course, these are just personal opinions we give, so we're not officially endorsing them, but Gary can look at the spec and see what he thinks. The TV from Argos.co.uk is called an LG 42-inch 42p G2000 HD Ready Plasma. Bit of a mouthful. I just wonder why I can't call it Dave or something. But Gary, what do you think of that TV?
Anything that is plasma, fantastic. This machine is should be £599 or £600. It's actually £489. That's a saving of £110 or thereabouts, it says here. It's an LG, that's the name of the brand. It's 42 inches, that's diagonal, from one corner to the top other corner, or whatever around, it's a diagonal measurement. Anyway, it's a 42 PG2000 HD already. That means it needs an HD box to attach to it, like a V Plus box or a Sky Plus box or whatever. It's a plasma TV, so it's not the same as an LCD, but it works very well. It's gas rather than...
I always forget, do we prefer plasmas to LCDs?
I prefer plasma, but they tend to be a little bit more expensive. She could get the same, probably a little bit cheaper, if it was LCD, but plasmas do have crisper, blacker quality screens. This particular one is high definition ready. It's got integrated digital. It's 42 inches, as I say. It's got a contrast ratio of 20,000 to 1. We keep talking about contrast ratio. The higher that first number, the better. So 20,000 to 1 is fantastic. And you can go to 30 and 50,000 to 1. But for that price, it's not bad. It has three HDMI sockets. Remember Phil and Wallace's questions about SCARTs and HDMIs? Well, it's got three. It's got two SCART sockets, one PC input socket, which is really good because you could plug your PC into it and watch something from your PC, like your photographs, on the TV. So, and it's Dolby Digital. Fantastic. It's got a speaker, headphone socket, I should say, as well. So I would recommend that particular TV.
Yep, there you go. Thank you for that, Marion. I think importantly as well, it gets you below that psychological £500 barrier. I'm not sure. I've never paid £500 for a TV in my life, but I certainly wouldn't like to pay any more than that for it.
I've paid that less and a lot more.
Yeah, but you're a gadget junkie, aren't you?
I am indeed. No, I actually bought one of the first plasmas that came out from Pioneer, as I say, 8 years ago, when it was a lot more.
Thank you to Marion for that question. We might just have time to answer this one as well. It's a text, and it's from Andy in Egbert. He says, hi, could you ask Gary if buying expensive speaker wire for my Onkyo amp and Mordant short speakers is worth it? Thank you from Andy in Egbert. Now, we spoke about this off-air during the break, and we've decided that Mordant short speakers are very good, aren't they?
They are very good.
But we're not so sure about the Onkyo amp. We haven't heard of it, but we're not the experts.
We're not the experts on that particular amp, but, you know, it would sound if he's got a Mordant short speakers, that actually the amp was probably very good as well. But I've got to say, if the amp wasn't good or the speakers weren't good, then it's not worth buying expensive speaker wire. But what expensive speaker wire does is give you much crisper, clearer, better sound. So actually, if you've got a good system, you'd be making a big mistake if you didn't spend that extra pennies on an expensive speaker wire. So my recommendation is that's what you should buy. But again, I don't know the Onkyo, O-N-K-Y-O amp, but I do know the Mordant.
What's so special about expensive speaker wire? Surely a wire is a wire is a wire.
Depends on what it's made from. If it's made from cheap copper wire, it's not the same as being gold filtered wire that's been designed to maximise the transfer of the sound. The sound will go down that wire from one end of the room to the other and won't lose any of its quality. It will remain crisp and clear. Cheap wire loses it, and it doesn't sound as right. It might sound tinnier. It might sound less clear. So, actually, I wouldn't know the difference, to be honest. My ears are very good, but wouldn't necessarily know the difference between good quality and bad, but other people would.
There you go. Thank you, Andy. I hope that answers your question. If not, let us know and we'll try and give you some more detail next week. Or indeed, if any of our other gadget junkies, and I know you're all listening out there, have got some more info for Andy, you can get in touch as well. Send me an email at any time of the day or night for the surgery to surgery@citytalk.fm. It could be a question for Gary. You've just heard him. He's back on Monday. Or it could be a question for any other of my experts. That's the solicitor on a Wednesday, Dr. G on a Thursday, our financial advisor Ian Howarth from Parker Kelly on a Friday, or indeed tomorrow it'll be a vet from Vets Now. It's not Jill, she's off for a week, but one of her colleagues is coming in. So if you're sat there now at home or at work or in the car and you're worried about your pet, he's a bit poorly, a bit peaky, a bit under the weather, then she will be able to help you out tomorrow on the City Surgery from 12. Get your question in, surgery@citytalk.fm. Jimmy Corkill's next.